Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So the Justice Minister Simon Harris has warned of a worrying increase in drink spiking incidents reported to Gardaí. He told the Dáil he intended to roll out another public awareness campaign and called on the industry to be clear of their responsibilities on the issue. In 2022, there were 106 incidents reported to Gardaí, and that compares to 62 the previous year, and only 12 reported incidents in 2020. Nolene Blackwell is CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre and is on the line. Good morning, Nolene. So this was in response to a question from the Sinn Féin TD, Mark Ward. And on the face of it, the figures are fairly frightening when you consider they've doubled in a year. What's your reaction to that, though? How seriously should we take this?
Yeah, the numbers are still very, very small there. So even, you know, the doubling is from a small base. But I think maybe the figures that are coming through now are the first time that the Gardaí have been able to supply figures at all in relation to spiking, where spiking have been mentioned. And I think maybe there was a very, very low base, a low awareness within the Garda Pulse and their data collection system back in 2020. And now they're bringing it in more when it's raised in the course of incidents. So I suspect that a spiking, and it's probably worth talking about what exactly that is, it's a lot more prevalent than these figures suggest, but it has been more prevalent as well. So that kind of marked increase may not represent a true picture. Because spiking, when you think about it, there are very, very few people listening to you, Claire, who won't have come across an incident where somebody asked for a drink and was given a double, or where somebody threw alcohol into a punch in order to make it more alcoholic, or who haven't laughed about, you know, who would have heard somebody laughing about the fact that somebody was given a double and it made them different to the way they would have been if they knew what they were drinking.
You see, that's really interesting.
So spiking is around a good while.
Nolene, that's really interesting that you bring that up, and I'm glad that you have, because when we think of spiking, we imagine somebody surreptitiously putting some sort of a powder or a pill into a drink. But it can be as simple as that. Somebody asks for a vodka and Coke and they get a double when they didn't want a double, they wanted a single and they're not able for a double.
Exactly. Or somebody is on a medication, antibiotics or something, and isn't taking drink and asks for a Coke and they get the vodka and Coke or whatever the mixture is. So spiking by increasing the alcohol intake of somebody without their knowledge is one of the most common forms. The powders are out there as well. The drugs as well are out there. We know that. And we are hearing about spiking by injection. But just like at the level where it is easiest to do and where people don't actually understand sometimes the harm they are doing, it is where they refuse to give somebody the drink that they asked for, or in some way they contaminate that drink. And by doing it, I mean, the minister in his reply to Deputy Ward spoke about it as a form of poisoning, and that is actually what people are doing. They are engaging in activity that is poisoning somebody else to a greater or lesser extent. Mm-hmm. And that's just really something that I think spiking sounds all right, poisoning does not.
Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to prove if somebody has increased the level of alcohol that you were expecting to consume.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I think it's very difficult to prove, but you can see there's a change coming about in the way people are talking about it. People are believing other people when they say, something happened, I just had one drink and I was not able to move after it. So people are starting to believe that it happens as well more than they did before. And that is important. So the guards have given those figures. The sexual assault treatment unit has also started picking it out as an item, so that in their report for sexual assault treatment units, which see people after sexual abuse or rape within a short time of it, they are noting that 15% of the people who presented to them in 2021 said that spiking had been relevant to the amount of to the way they felt. Mm-hmm. That they felt they were taking one drink and they were flattened by something else.
So how does the education part of this work? Because sometimes you see people in pubs and they have covers over their drinks. Or if we're talking about someone buying you a double, well, you go up to the bar and you get your own drink. Is the onus on the person to make sure that they are OK and they know what they're consuming? Or are you telling people who do this, you're poisoning somebody and it's a very serious offence?
Yeah, so that's really where I think we do have to go there. We have to go to the place which says it is not funny, it is not acceptable at all. If you're in a group and you see somebody buying a double for someone else where you know that wasn't the intention of the person to drink that, I think we really have to get it stuck in people's minds. We really understand that is a form of poisoning, hopefully mild, but it could be very serious on the person. And that, say, a group, this often, we hear of it sometimes through the National 24-Hour Helpline in the context of group activity after, say, end of term exams or whatever it is, that you will hear that somebody will do this. There's somebody else knows that that's happening and they're treating it as a joke, where really I think everyone has to say, I'm not going to tolerate that, you shouldn't do that, and then say to the person who might be the victim of that form of poisoning, say, don't drink it, they have given you something that is rotten. So not to put all the pressure on the person who's the victim mm-hmm. of this poisoning, you know. Yes. So we need to do that. And I think also we can, and even the fact that the guards are collecting the information now means that they will be able to see trends better. They might be able to identify places where there's where they can see it's happening, where there's a bit of a trend. The minister spoke about the industry needing to be involved. Yes, that too. Often a good experienced person in a bar or a club will be able to see and may see trouble coming in when a new group of people start to frequent a pub and suddenly they're seeing people who are very incapacitated. But essentially, I think if we were to get to a stage where it was really only those who intended to poison somebody else that did it, we would reduce a lot of the spiking. Everybody would be safer and we would get people to recognise the harm that they do when they interfere with somebody else's drink.
Knowing the seriousness of it is probably half the battle. The perpetrators know what they're doing. Nolene, thank you very much. Nolene Blackwell there, CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. And coming up next, will offshore wind farms damage our biodiversity? We debate.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.